Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales data for the week ending February 7th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 11.5. Next year, 5.7. Corn this year, 40.5. Next year, 3.0. Soybeans this year, 38.1, next year 1.1. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady to firm today amid expectations that some plants need additional supplies to complete this week's slaughter schedules. Terminals are called steady to firm with tops from $34 to $42.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, February 6th, negotiated swine purchases were $15,380 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $46 to $59. The weighted average, $54.72, a gain of 75 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $33.19 to $46.50, the weighted average, $43.41. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $21,463. The base price range was $46 to $61.50. The weighted average was $57.31, a loss of 13 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.68 to $47, and the weighted average was $44.50. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning. I was originally not scheduled for this shift, but I'm on today. My last morning for a while. I'll be back sometime in March on the mornings as Mike Sola and I are going to do a scheduled shift of shows. I'll be on Your Weather in the evenings for a while here, and he'll be on in the mornings. Get him off the evenings for a little while so he can see his family and get a change of scenery here. But I'll be back with you as we go into the planting season for sure. As far as the weather in the next week or so, it looks like it's going to turn cold in the Midwest, and we're going to get a bit of a break from the rain, which is still causing a lot of flooding on a lot of fields. And so far here this month in Champaign-Urbana, we picked up over 4 inches of rain. Some places have had more. As I talked yesterday, some of the totals over the last week are equivalent to the average for January and February combined. January and February are climatologically the driest months here in the Midwest. So we've gotten abundant moisture, and a lot of it will run off because the ground is frozen and it came down so fast. We're still going to get a lot more moisture soaking in than typical at this time of year because temperatures did get above freezing. We did have the snow melt, and we did have all the rain. So there will be more moisture than average going into this upcoming growing season, even if we don't get any more here over the coming month. But it's likely that we will get more precipitation. We still, generally speaking, have an active weather pattern. But as far as the weather for the next few days, it's going to be rather quiet. We'll have some light snow showers and flurries moving across the Midwest from time to time over the next several days. Travel will start to improve after a foot of snow or a little more fell over portions of eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin. So some roads are still a little messy up that way this morning, but they'll be cleaning them up quickly here now as we go through the next couple of days. We'll have a surge of Arctic air that will come in briefly this weekend and then back to seasonable temperatures next week. In South America, we're looking at the same weather forecast that we've been talking about the last few days, and that is, basically speaking, the areas that have been dry of late are going to become wetter, and while the wet areas of late are going to become a bit drier into early next week, and that is good news for producers down there, and helps point to the fact that we'll probably have a rather big crop coming out of Brazil and Argentina, especially Brazil. It looks like thunderstorms over the last 24 hours were mostly in northern sections of Brazil, and we're going to start to see the showers and thunderstorms developing across some of the drier areas today. Temperatures were hot yesterday during some of the dry, across some of the dry areas of Argentina and southern Brazil, but as the clouds and showers start to work in, it looks like it's going to become a little cooler too, and much cooler air is expected over Argentina, so that's going to end any heat stress that might be going on there as we go into the weekend. And with that cooler air arriving, that's what's going to help trigger the showers and thunderstorms. And it looks like cooler than average temperature readings are going to be occurring across Argentina and southern Brazil for the early part of next week. Now, the areas that have been too wet lately are really in the north, including Mato Grosso, Goiás, parts of Minas Gerais. Those areas have been extremely wet of late, and it looks like those areas are going to turn a bit drier here. So that's going to be good news for producers there because it's actually getting near harvest season there. That's a look at the growing areas for today. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 11.10 and a quarter, up 30, last trade up 30. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10.60, up 27. Last trade up 25 and 3 quarters. July, 9.58 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. Last trade up 6 and 3 quarters. March corn opened at $5, down 1 and a half. Last trade up 3 quarters. May, 5.13, down 1 and a quarter. Last trade up a half. July, 5.22 and 3 quarters, down 3. Last trade down a quarter. July of 2009 opened at 5.38, down 2.5, last trade unchanged. March beans opened at 13.15.5, down 3, last trade down 6. July 13.52, up a quarter, last trade down 7.25. November 12.73, down 6.5, last trade down 9.75. March soybean meal opened at 3.51, down 80, last trade down 60. March soybean oil opened at 54.45, up 29, last trade down 26. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Let's begin with the export sales and start with the wheat, which at this year and next year is at 17.2. And given the price action that we've seen at the Chicago Board of Trade, are we doing anything to ration demand here?
We sure aren't. The wheat market just kind of keeps on chugging. And I think, now keep in mind that these are export bookings, so they could be shoved into new crop movement. They could be shoved into 2009 crop, for all that matters, or even canceled. But the market really acts like we're running out of wheat and we better go out there and buy with both hands. We'll be up 15 to 20 cents again on the nearby wheat. We're seeing a lot of bull spreading there. Exporter interest is good, but speculative interest is ruling this deal.
A huge whipsaw action in the soybean pit yesterday, which was up 50 at one point and ended in negative territory, I do believe, and follow through overnight.
Yeah, this morning we're going to continue to look at that and probably see some pressure. Steady to a nickel lower would be the way I'd call it. Export bookings, however, were above expectations in the old crop at 38.1 million bushel and a little bit of new crop. The thing that I think is really pushing on this bean market here is losses in the energy market all week long have weighed on the bean oil side of things. The crude market's down about 40 cents this morning at 86.75, and the nearby crude or somewhere thereabouts will be under some pressure.
And then in the corn market, overnight we had some selling continuing, the March losing support at $5 before coming back and make fractional gains.
Yeah, when I look at the corn market yesterday, I thought it looked like a real technical mess. We saw big sell orders come in at the close, and yet the overnight market, which was down a nickel easily at the outset, came back real easy. I would say that this core market's going to be mixed at the open, and maybe just like up a penny, down a penny type of a deal. The outside markets, the stock market's lower, so there will be some talk about pressure. Big exports continue to drive this market, but not as big as what the trade was looking at.
CME livestock, please.
At the market tail, we'll see the futures market mixed up 50, down 50 type of thing in the cattle. The cash market, I think the packers are extremely short bought. The cash will be stronger. Packer kills have been down thus far this week on the weather, but we'll see a mixed market. And the hogs probably up 20 to down 20 type thing.
Ellen, we appreciate your analysis every Thursday.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois, and as I mentioned, she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.